This week on The Want List, it's time to play Doctor. Hasbro is selling axes, Funko announces another round of Comic-Con exclusives, and so much more. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump in to this week's products. So last Christmas, the 25th of December, 2013, the BBC aired The Time of the Doctor, in which Matt Smith had his last appearance as the world-famous Doctor Who, with Peter Capaldi taking over after Matt Smith, the Doctor dies and regenerates. Spoilers, I guess. Little did I know, that was actually the 800th episode of Doctor Who, which I honestly saw that as like, people are screwing around with the Wikipedia page again, but apparently that is absolutely true. 800th episode. If it's not, then I've really been duped, because I even went and looked for it more. 800th episode of Doctor Who was last December. That is nuts. It's gone on for a long time. And to commemorate that, Underground Toys has put out and said they are releasing a new Doctor Who figure based around that toy, or around that episode. This is the 11th Doctor toy, and it's come here with a final long frock coat. Also comes with a young and aged 11th Doctor heads, plus a Walking King sonic screwdriver and handles accessory. It actually comes in a TARDIS-inspired gift box, which is awesome. The front panels will open up so you can see the toys inside. It's supposed to come out this September in the United States. No price announced over on Toy News International. They don't give a price, but it said to be coming in September. They only, it's in the description of the toy, they only talk about two different heads. But in the pictures, certainly in three. Oh, I think that's Capaldi. Oh, okay, I see what they're doing here. They don't actually say it in the announcement, but what we have here is Matt Smith head, and then an aged Matt Smith head. He's balding. He's got glasses on. Looks pretty mad scientist-y. And then the third head, which I don't talk about, is a Peter Capaldi head. So after Doctor regenerates, Capaldi is takes his place, and now there we have it, the new Doctor. So you can get two Doctors for the price of one with this toy for Underground Toys coming out in September here in the United States of America. So San Diego Comic-Con is only 2 weeks away now. In 2 weeks, we'll be in the middle of it. We're almost on the tail end of one of the biggest conventions in North America. I think it actually is the biggest, with over 100,000 people attending on average each year. A lot of exclusives, a lot of announcements, a lot of big stuff happened that weekend. Not to mention all of the exclusive merchandise that is available for sale. And a big one was just announced this week at USA Today, that big publication, Nerf. And Wizards of the Coast, Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, more like it, Nerf is owned by Hasbro, will be teaming up to create Garruk's Axe from Magic the Gathering. This is a very interesting set. I don't think we've really seen anything like this from Wizards of the Coast. They've been, I think, too hesitant to merchandise their properties. I mean, it's loved by people around the world. Obviously, they would sell like hotcakes. So, what they're going to be, they're teaming up to create a Nerf version of Garruk's Axe, and it's coming in at a whopping $110.99. Now, before you freak out, there is a special reason, I think, why they are selling it for that price. Along with the Axe, six limited edition alternate art Planeswalker magic cards will be included in the box that are illustrated by comic book artist Jay Lee from Batman and Superman. So, you're getting a lot of exclusive here. You're only getting a huge piece of merchandise that we haven't really seen before from one of the biggest properties in the gaming industry. Then we're throwing in exclusive Planeswalker cards by Jay Lee, and these are really interesting looking cards. They have this almost like, well, I mean, sometimes there's like a pop of color, but a lot of it is black with these kind of shades of purple to kind of get the image of the Planeswalker on the card, and then kind of have a pop depending on which Planeswalker it is. So the Planeswalkers that will be included, I think it's all of them, Johnny, Jace, Lillian, Chandra, Nisa, and Garruk, will all have their own special card included in this exclusive offer from Hasbro and WotC. And so I think that's why, I mean, obviously things are going to be higher priced at Comic-Con. Magic of the Gathering, one of the biggest properties, and you throw in exclusive alternate art Planeswalker cards, I think that makes sense, the $110 price tag on this. I don't think it's outrageous when you think about Magic and what they're offering. I think it kind of falls right in the right price range you would expect for something like this. Now, you could even get more value for your cards if you go to the Hasbro booth at the Comic-Con at 9:30 to 10:30 Pacific time on July 26th, where Jay Lee will be doing a signing at their booth. So you could go buy your Garruk's Axe exclusive, pull out those cards that have been signed by Jay Lee, and then sell them on eBay and maybe recoup all of that money. So this is interesting. Now, if you're not going to Comic-Con, Nerf and Magic will be selling this set in a limited number online at HasbroToyShop.com, which is something we've been seeing a bit more of this year from companies, where their exclusives for Comic-Con are no longer exclusive to the convention. They will be selling them at the convention, and then a limited number generally will be sold either at the same time or after the convention is over, to give people that aren't traveling to Comic-Con a better chance of getting that exclusive merchandise that everyone really wants for extremely bad. I think we're going to talk about this on an upcoming episode of The Want List, and kind of just break down why we think they're doing this. I think it's an interesting thing, why it's happening. We'll talk about it more in a future episode, probably next week. But that's coming out from Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, Garruk's Axe, and alternate Planeswalker cards, $110.99, exclusively, kind of, at San Diego Comic-Con in 2 weeks. Now, another company we talk about a lot here on The Want List, Funko. And my favorite line they have is the Pop Vinyl figures. Now, they've announced more Comic-Con exclusives, and I'm pretty excited about this because one figure does something very interesting. Now, Breaking Bad is obviously one of my favorite shows of all time. That being said, I'm only 23, but who cares? So they will be announcing, they already announced, I'm all over the place. I'm really sorry. It's been a long week trying to recover from Nerdtacular and catch up on work. And, but here we are. Let's continue on. They've announced Walter White and Jesse Pinkman exclusive Pop Vinyl figures for Comic-Con. Walt is in his classic yellow lab suit with goggles. Jesse is in his beaten up state, which I believe was in season 2. I kind of think he got kind of beat up a lot. But season 2, he has his beanie and his yellow jacket on with blood all over his shirt. The interesting thing about the Walt figure is that it glows in the dark. So very cool there, pickup. Now, the third Pop Vinyl figure they've announced for Comic-Con is a Herschel Green figure from AMC's The Walking Dead. Now, I really think this figure is interesting. One, because he's missing a foot. Herschel is being balanced by his other foot, his left foot, and two crutches, which I think is interesting. I don't know if we've actually seen Pop Vinyl figures without both of their feet before. So it's a pretty graphic figure. Now, it gets more graphic when you know that Herschel's head can pop off of his body. In fact, when he's displayed in the box, his head is not attached. You see a stump of a neck with blood running down his shirt, and his head kind of looks sad, obviously. I mean, he's old and he's dead. So spoilers, I guess. I haven't caught up on Walking Dead. I stopped watching after season 2. Kind of lost me, kind of boring at that farm. I've heard it's picked up. I'm not trying to disparage AMC's The Walking Dead. I'm just saying I don't really know what happened to Herschel. Obviously he died, otherwise they wouldn't be displaying him like this though. No price on those as of yet from Funko, but they will be available at the Comic-Con, and you'll be able to pick those up for yourself and add them to your great Funko collection. I was given an exclusive Arathis Pop Vinyl Funko figure at Nerdtacular this last year. It's pretty awesome. It's sitting up on my bookshelf where a lot of my special want list items reside. Not very many of them up though. Just moved. So that's there. I don't know why I started talking about that. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. So Funko, San Diego Comic Con, Walter White, Jesse Pinkman, and Herschel Green. Pick those up while you are there. Now, that's it for products. Let's move into a little bit of news. News is going to be a little different this week. Wasn't much happening. Just a lot of product announcements, which I guess is news, but we covered those in the first part of the show. So here's the first part of news. Marvel villains are invading the Upper Deck game. The trading card company Upper Deck will introduce villains into the fourth series of its Marvel deck building game, aptly named Villains. Players will be able to use Marvel villains such as Magneto, Venom, and Dr. Octopus to take out the superheroes protecting the city. I have no idea what this game is about. Deck building games are pretty fun. I enjoy the concept of those. I've played a few myself, mainly Thunderstone. It's a great game. But this is interesting. I'm glad there are villains being included. You know, equal opportunity games and whatnot.
I think it's interesting that they weren't included in the game before. Maybe they were. It sounds like this is the first time villains have been part of the game, which makes me wonder what the concept of the game is. I just wanted to share the information with you, and now let's move on to the interesting bit of news. While I was scanning the web for a little bit of toy news this week, I came across a top 10 list that I thought I would share with you because it's just an interesting one, especially in the toy realm. Now, Major Spoilers does a list show called Top 5, where we give our top 5 favorite whatever we're talking about this week, and I think the more narrow the category gets, the more interesting it is, and see what kind of answers each of the hosts bring out. That's exactly what this top 10 list. It is the top 10 sitting down action figures. So we're just going to run through this and give you who, I believe this is Chris Lay over at Medium.com, link down in the show notes. We're going to give a rundown of what he believes the top 10 sitting down action figures. So top 10, at number 10, he has a tie. So, cheating already, I guess. His number 10 are Norman Osborn and Morpheus. So this is Norman Osborn from William Dafoe in Spider-Man 1, Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi film, and then Morpheus from, I don't know, probably the first Matrix. He's got the phone sitting next to him. Interesting looking figures, number 10. Number 9 is Akira, which is a McFarlane toy from the Series 2 of the set. Chris is very agitated about this set because why in Series 2 is the first appearance of the title character of the property being introduced in toy form? He kind of gets upset at McFarlane Toys, but it's very interesting. I've never read it, Akira. I think it looks fascinating. I should watch the movie. I think it looks interesting, especially this toy. He's got this weird sign-up button behind him. Very good look. That's number 9. Number 8, which I think should be higher, is J. Jonah Jameson. Now, he talks about this toy. It has a movable arm. You can slam the desk. And a few of the artifacts on the desk are just slightly attached, so when you slam his fist in, they move. What more could you want out of a J. Jonah Jameson toy? I think it's a great addition. I think he got robbed and should be higher up on the list. Number 7 is James T. Kirk. Got to get the captain up there piloting the Enterprise. Is that what he did? I don't think so. I'm not very good at Star Trek. But he did something. He was the captain. Did you happen to steer? I don't know. Anyways, Kirk at number 7. Franklin Delano Roosevelt at number 6. His easy story is not cheating. This obviously is a sitting down action figure. It had to be because the president had polio and was in a wheelchair. I say polo? Polio. In a wheelchair. And that's interesting. I don't know. I didn't realize that many presidents had action figures themselves. So obviously, a good addition to a top 10 sitting down action figures is one of the presidents of the United States. Number 5, another tie. This one almost doesn't really even should be considered a tie because it's a repaint. This is a Terrell Owens and LaDainian Tomlinson action figure. Again, from McFarlane Toys, where Tomlinson came out first, and then they did a Terrell Owens figure, both sitting on the bench. It's pretty much just a repaint, except they did change what was in the figure's hands between the two athletes. I think this one should be way higher up on the list. And by higher, I mean up towards 10. I mean, why are you including one that was a repaint? Number 4 is Stephen Hawking, as he was seen on The Simpsons, which I think is an interesting thing. He looks great. He's got the punching, the boxing glove on the chair, the helicopter propellers, all the great things. And apparently, if you watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver a couple weeks ago, you saw this on Stephen Hawking's desk when Oliver interviewed him. So that's very interesting. Number 3 is Space Ghost, who is sitting behind a news desk. That's interesting. Hanna-Barbera character there. Number 2 is Herman Munster. A great looking figure. Herman is sitting in the electric chair, which is a great figure. Another great figure, again, from McFarlane Toys. You know, they make a lot of good stuff. This is the Death Row. No, sorry. That was going to be a Sin City. This is Herman Munster sitting in an electric chair. Great looking figure. And number 1, who could have guessed it? I think maybe everyone. Professor X. In his non-floating wheelchair, unfortunately. Just his regular X1. Not the giant yellow behemoth that we see him in the X-Men cartoons from the 1990s. So that's it. That was his top 10 list. Chris Slayer at Medium.com. You can see the link down in the show notes. Hopefully there'll be some more news next week. I thought this was interesting. Maybe we should do our own list of top action figures. In fact, if you have a top list of figures or want list items, put them down in the comments over on MajorSpoilers.com, and maybe we'll cook up our own fan edition top 10 whatever figures, or top 5 or top 7. Let's make a top 7. We'll start pitching ideas for a top 7 whatever, some top 10 list, all generated by the fans, and we'll curate that, and we'll read that on a future episode of The Want List. So go to MajorSpoilers.com, find this podcast posting page, and we'll start the discussion over in the comments, and we'll come up with something pretty cool. So that is it for the news. Let's jump in to this week's LEGO Ideas Project. And there's a lot of good stuff up over at ideas.lego.com. A lot of creative people in the LEGO community pitching their ideas for future LEGO sets. And this one caught my eye because it involves board games and LEGO. Obviously, it includes LEGO. It includes Star Wars and board games, namely chess. This is from Avi Solo. That is their project name. I don't see a name anywhere else on the page. So what he's done is taken pieces from the Battle on Hoth set, or the Battle of Hoth set, excuse me, and created a Lego board out of it to play with his son originally, but now he said, hey, Lego should make this a real thing. It's a portable game. You're not going to, if you're traveling in the car, if you have like a magnet set or just a regular chessboard, bumps in the road, it's going to throw off your whole game. These are micro figs. They look even smaller than the regular mini figs that attach to base plates on the board, checkered, of course. So even if the car hits a big bump, goes over the railroad tracks, slams on the brake too fast, then your pieces are going to get jumbled up and lost down behind car seats because they will be firmly in place on this board set, which I think makes it a great travel addition. Now, the creator of this project does give you exactly the pieces he used to make this set. He just broke down a few sets, especially the Battle of Hoth game set, a 16 by 16 Lego base plate, and one Lego tic-tac-toe box, which is apparently a set from Lego to make tic-tac-toe, a game that I did not know they delved into. So it's interesting that it gives you essentially the pieces to do it. But the great thing about this is, if this would get funded, you wouldn't have to do that. You would have to go buy a Battle of Hoth set and kind of take pieces away from it. You'd have your own very own set. He does give a suggestion for the pieces for the different teams, of course, is the Rebels versus the Empire. So pawns for the Rebel side, R2-D2, King, Yoda, Queen, Princess Leia, Bishops, Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, Knights, Chewbacca and Ben Kenobi, and Rooks, C-3PO and K-3PO, which I didn't even know was a character. Over on the Empire side, the pawns would be R5-J2 droids, or TIE pilots. King is Darth Vader. Queen is Juno Eclipse. He also gives some other options. Bishops, Royal Guards, Knights, Jango Fett, and Boba Fett. And Rooks, TIE pilots. So this is one of those interesting sets that I don't know if it'll ever get funded. Currently it's sitting at 2,555, so it has gone up since I actually started following this. It has 291 days left. It was actually uploaded a long time ago up when it was Lego Kuso, which it didn't get over that 1,000 supporters mark. So it did get an official comment from Lego all the way back in 2012. They said, a clever way to keep kids occupied in the car plane trips while teaching them the royal game. Great job finding all those Lego microfigures and testing the game out. Wish you good luck on your journey to 10,000 supporters. So we got over 1,000 back in December of 2012. But it has gained some things since then. It's been viewed over 103,000 times since it got first put up. So I don't know if it'll make it. But I think it's an interesting set. I think LEGO should at least take this and run with it. I think there's something here. I think portable games like this are a big deal. I mean, long car rides. We had a long car ride up to Nerdtacular. I think if one of us had this, certainly some chess would have been played in the car. So go over and give us your support to this LEGO set, link down in the show notes, of course, and let's try to see how close we can get the 10,000 supporters for Avi Solo's Star Wars LEGO chess set. And that's it for the end of another episode of The Want List. Head over to MajorSpoilers.com, where you can find this podcasting posting page and give your thoughts about any of the items or topics we've discussed, especially whatever top 7 lists we're going to make. Start pitching those ideas out. While you're there, click on that Amazon.com link. And just up this week, a Sideshow Collectibles link on the Major Spoilers website. If you're going to go buy anything from Sideshow Collectibles, click on that link and go through that and do all your shopping. If you're going to buy any of the new big exclusive sets from Sideshow, do that and help out the site. Amazon link works the same way. Click on that site, do your regular shopping on Amazon. It's not going to cost you any extra, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers to keep us creating more content for you week after week after week. Make sure to head over to, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure to give us a rating and a comment. I love reading those. We got a few up on the iTunes site. I know the great Nate O has posted a positive review on that site, and we thank the great Nate O for that. The more people that give reviews and ratings over on those services, the higher I'll be in the rankings, the more people can see the one list, and we can grow this community so we can do some pretty cool things together. And make sure to watch the One List of the Major Spoilers YouTube channel. A lot of videos up there. New videos should be coming out on Monday. New videos should be coming out every Monday over the Major Spoilers YouTube channel. A lot more stuff going over there. Not just the One List. A lot of video game playthroughs and Lego builds happening also. And even 3D printer builds from Steven's new MakerBot he got. So that is it for this episode of the One List. We'll see you again next week.